What's up, cuties? Today's episode is going to be about how to get out of a rut. And like with most things in life, defining happiness or defining success can vary from person to person. So defining what a rut is for you can be different than what it is to me. And for me, I can tell when I'm in a rut because I'm consuming more than I'm creating things. I am not sticking to a cleaning schedule. And I've talked about the connection between a cleaning routine and clean environment and your mental health, what's going on in your brain. I also, when I'm in a rut, I don't necessarily take the time to get creative with meals, so it's just kind of not the best produced meals I could make, and not getting as much nutrients that we normally get because I just don't want to think about it or do it. A lot of times I get excited for something and then I work on something for a while, and then maybe it's just because I am impatient and something happens along the way and then I'm not loving the process and I'm not loving the outcome of that thing, and so I kind of check out from it, which then leads me to check out of more things. Because again, the more that you do something, the more that you do something. So the more I check out of this thing, the more I check out of that thing, the more I check out of that thing. And then it's like I'm here, but I'm not mentally here or emotionally here. And that can have different effects on relationships, relationship I have with myself, with my kids, with my husband, with friends. So I just want to kind of talk about how I get out of these ruts. I've been in one since really the beginning of the year. I always love to start my year off basically spring cleaning. I love having my house clean, things organized, do a deep clean of the house, and I just did not get on top of that this year. The last half of the year for us was extremely busy, and I just was doing so many things, and I just did not plan my time out according to how I envisioned the end of my year would go. I feel like I just am still trying to play catch up from that. And when I, like, my house has not been cleaned like that, and it's like every day that goes by, it's a reminder to me that I have yet to do it. And part of me wants to do it, but the other part of me just has no motivation to do it, which you don't need motivation to do anything. You can simply just do it. But the majority of my time, and I'm calling myself out for this, is me just consuming way more than anything else. And when I say consuming, I mean like watching a Netflix show instead of cleaning, or instead of taking the dogs for a walk or hanging out with the kids or whatever. And I'm not saying to not watch Netflix or not sit there and consume social media. However, it's carving out the time to intentionally relax. And for me, if I'm over consuming, I know I am avoiding doing something. So I'm not saying you always have to be doing something. Just intentionally planning your time out and intentionally living your life. So by all means, yes, take time to relax. Take time to binge watch a show if you need to. With the understanding that you may need a short break, but also with the understanding and with a plan to help you recover from the break and get the ball rolling again. Sometimes I get so wrapped up in the excitement of what I plan on doing and then I do it for a while, and then that excitement kind of wears off, and then when I am making some progress and momentum with that, whatever my goal is, it kind of freaks me out. And so there is a fear of being seen and a fear of success that just paralyzes me. And then I just stop doing the thing that I was excited about. Which logically doesn't make any sense, because if something's working, then you should keep doing that and keep going. But for me, it's the time for me to stop. And then it's kind of like going on a long run. When I go on a long run, or actually when I ran a half marathon, just a run, not part of an actual race, but I just wanted to run a half marathon. And along on that run, I told myself that I'm not going to stop running. I don't care how slow I run. If my run is slower than a normal paced walk, that's fine, but I'm not going to stop running, because when I stop running, it is so hard to get started again, especially when you're tired. And mentally, that's how I've been feeling, and emotionally lately, because when I check out mentally, then I check out emotionally, and there's some disconnect there too. And I try to do certain things to help me get out of this rut. And one is just to put my phone in a different room and say and tell myself that I'm going to do one thing. So that one thing would be clean the kitchen. And when I say clean the kitchen, I mean I am deep cleaning the kitchen. So I'm washing out the silverware drawer. I wipe down all the cabinets. I wipe out the fridge. And if I need to go grocery shopping, that's part of it. Then I mop and I vacuum. And I do all the things to just clean one space. And I start with one. And if I feel like I can tackle another room, then I go do another room. And then that is a reminder to me that, oh, this is why I like sticking to a cleaning schedule, cleaning routine, because I love the way my house feels when it's clean and when it's organized. With that comes self-discipline. And discipline takes over when the motivation is gone. And I have talked about this before, where I often, when I don't want to do something, like I've talked about non-negotiables before, like doing the dishes before bed, which I've not been doing lately, but a non-negotiable is basically something that you are or you are not going to do. So another non-negotiable would be, I'm not going to eat meat, so you're a vegetarian. Another one non-negotiable could be, I'm going to walk a mile every day. It doesn't matter how you feel. If it's raining outside, you're still going to walk. If it's late because your kid had a late soccer game that night or basketball game, whatever, and you get home late, you eat dinner late and you're so tired that you just want to go to bed and not do the dishes, are you committed to that non-negotiable? And we all know life ebbs and flows. And some circumstances come up that we have no control over, and sometimes that non-negotiable gets broken. But how many days go by until you get back on that non-negotiable track? And for me, it's been 3 months, I think, 2 months of that. But discipline takes over when that motivation is gone. So at night, I used to tell myself or ask myself, what would my future self enjoy? Would I enjoy waking up in the morning to a messy kitchen or a clean kitchen? And I know a clean kitchen in the mornings just makes me feel at ease and not stressed out. And a dirty kitchen is like, I'm not going to have time to do this. and also get myself ready, get the kids ready for school. And then I'm always feeling rushed and behind. And I think too that because I'm not on top of my things, our kids aren't on top of their chores either. And so it's just kind of, we're kind of in a weird limbo right now. And most of the time in the past, I get so fed up with the mess that I kind of have a breakdown and then like yelling at the kids to clean their rooms and why haven't they done this and they need to clean the car out, when in reality, I just haven't been keeping up with it. And it's not all on me either. But it's just been a season of life where it's just not been my priority, although it's like a gray cloud that's hanging over my head all of the time, because I know, like I said before, I enjoy having a clean house for the New Year's, and that didn't happen, and it's almost spring. It's like, man, now's a good chance to spring clean. So I know I can get back on track. It's just when you stop running, it's so hard to get started again. So when you stop doing all of the routines that you have been doing because circumstances changed, negative thought creeped in and changed the way you felt, changed your action plan, and you just end up not doing what you need to do, but also what you want to do. And then you choose to do something else that you also want to do, but that's like the quick pleasure route and not the self-discipline. I'm going to do what I want to do. So for me, it would be to get this house clean. But instead, I'm choosing to do the short dopamine hit quick route of sitting down and watching TikTok when I don't need to be. And then I sit there and then I'm like, why am I even doing this when I want to like get up and clean? But 5 minutes goes by and it's like, I'm still doing this. And 5 minutes goes by and it's like, I am still not doing, I'm resisting what I truly want to do. And so there's a disconnect between how I'm feeling, what's going on. And I think just clarity on what my goals are now. Because I'm always, if you are going down a wellness path with a holistic approach, you are covering your mental health, your physical health, emotional health. With that comes evolvement and growth and learning. Who I am today is not who I was at the beginning of the year. My goals are always changing, and when I get down into this rut, my mind gets muddy with a lot of different things. And when I let one negative thought creep in, like I am lazy or I'm not being a great mom right now, then that opens up my mind to let another negative thought come in, and then another negative thought. And then it's like, why am I even believing these negative thoughts when I've worked so hard to shift my mindset and my energy around what I believe? And when these negative thoughts overrun my mind and they run around in my head, kind of like a toddler without supervision, they can get destructive. It's like if you leave, or let's say a puppy, you leave a puppy by themselves, they're probably going to chew on like 18 different things, or they chew your favorite shoe. I remember our old dog, I just bought a pair of shoes, and I guess I left them in the bag on the chair at the dining room table, and we leave, and then I come back and our dog had chewed them. So I didn't even get to wear them. So without supervision of the dog, until they are trained, until they understand not to chew this, to instead chew their bone or their toys, then I'm just letting these thoughts overtake me. And those negative thoughts end up winning, and then I surrendered to them. And then once that cycle goes, that continues until I just take the time to climb out of the rut. Like I said earlier, I like to just, if I'm consuming too much, then it's a like social media detox or a just on the computer. I don't get on technology. Instead, I pick a book and I read a book. I try to create something. I like writing in general on paper. And I have like these big post-it notes that you can put up on the wall. And so I like writing my ideas or draw little designs on the paper versus being on the computer. And I think that just gets the creativity flowing again. So you'll see me be present on social media a lot. And then I'll just kind of disappear. And then I'll come back. And it's because I'm going through this cycle of just, I don't think this is a word, but of unclarity. And I'm trying to clean the mud out of my head. That's probably a really weird analogy, but anyways. And so doing something creatively helps. Cleaning one space at a time helps. Kind of changing my routine, what I've been doing in this rut obviously isn't serving me, so changing the routine. So instead of waking up and looking at my phone first thing, then I don't even, when my alarm goes off on my phone, I hit end and then I go and change the laundry over, or I go upstairs and do the dishes, like unload the dishwasher, or I bake protein muffins for us to eat for breakfast, or the kids can take it for lunch. Like, I get up and I do something different. And the, oh, I'm gonna have to look it up. I forgot. I know it's Admiral William. Oh, I forgot his name. The guy who talks about make your bed every morning, because that is a small win for your brain. And our brains like little wins. Our brains work on a reward system. You have the cue, routine, and reward. And so when you make your bed in the morning, your brain's like, oh man, we just did something today. Let's go do something else. And then let's go do something else. So all of those small, what may seem insignificant tasks that you are doing, over time, they, oh my gosh, what's that word? Compound into living in the way that you want to live. Because when you start doing more things, then you are going to start doing more things. When you start craving the long-term dopamine hits versus the short-term, you're going to start doing more things creatively that will help your future self or help you in the future. And so when I am dragging my feet and I don't want to do something, even the podcast, like I haven't been all about the podcast lately because, again, I'm just unclear as to what to talk about, when in reality, like, I have a whole list of things that I could talk about, but nothing is sparking my excitement or really my interest. So I have been resistant to doing these podcast episodes. Another way I get out of a rut is to, so I talked about reading, is to go somewhere new or go somewhere that I enjoy going to. That could be a park, that could be a place to walk. When I feel like I've been stuck in the house for so long, I like to go downtown to my favorite tea shop and get a tea. And maybe pick up a couple of spices to try, and then that excites me. But it's basically doing more action than I have been doing. I overthink a lot of times. I intellectualize a lot of times. I am sometimes too self-aware, but that's also a default, which then kind of paralyzes my actions. And so I'm not doing anything. So the opposite of that would be to just do stuff and not think about it so much. And I know it's hard when this is why I love having a trainer, a personal trainer, because a lot of times I just don't feel like working out, but I know I have a set time in a set place to work out. And when I get there at the end of the workout, I'm so happy that I went. Not only because my trainer is amazing and we always have a good time, but I just know what working out does to my mental health. And then a benefit is what it does to my physical health as well. So it's just getting out there and simply doing something. And it's also getting clear on what your goals are. Like, what is one thing you want to achieve that can be defined by a goal? Like, if you just say, oh, I want to lose 25 pounds, or I want to be successful, or I just want to be happy, what does that actually mean for you? And how can you measure your results to get to that point? Then you kind of work backwards. So you have a goal of being happy. What does that mean for you? How can you get there? And what are measurable goals? And you can break it down and then break down that goal into, you know, daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, whatever it is, how you're tracking. And if you don't understand how to track goals or set goals like that because your goals have been too vague, I can do an entire episode on goal setting. Also, when I get in these ruts, I often disconnect myself from people and I just won't really reach out to anybody. But as humans, we crave connection with other people. So it's also me getting out and seeing other people and interacting with other people. So sometimes I love the self-checkout line because I know what I'm doing and I'm fast at the self-checkout. But sometimes when I'm in this state, I go through an actual line with a person just for that interaction, for that short interaction, because deep down I'm craving some kind of connection with people. And the more times you do something, the more times you do something. So the more times I have interactions with people, the more I'm like talking to friends and I'm reaching out to people. Getting to kind of the root cause of why you are in this rut will help you gain clarity. I know my reasons, and I talked about it a little before, just that fear. And then after the fear comes the self-doubt, and it just muddies up my mind. And when my mind is muddy, then I'm leaving footprints everywhere I go. The things I touch end up with mud on them because I'm going in so many different directions that I'm not accomplishing anything. So I'm just kind of walking around aimlessly. Actually, not even walking, just sitting there. Not doing anything, not taking any action. If you want your results to change, then you have to take action. So I am slowly but surely gaining clarity and getting out of this rut. And sometimes you just have to get lost for a little bit so you can reconnect with yourself and come back to yourself. And it's not always a bad thing, but being aware of when you are going through a rough patch or you are in some sort of a rut, hopefully you will remember to not overconsume, to create something, to learn a new dance, to learn something new, to read a book, do something. Clean a room, go to an art museum, get out and do something. And if it gives you anxiety, trust yourself that you can survive going to the grocery store by yourself at the busiest time. And then start small. And then the next day, do something else. And then the next day, take another action. And then start thinking about your goals and what you want, what your results are, and start working toward some goals. Our brains like rewards. Our brains like reaching goals and obtaining goals. So anyways, I hope that this helps you in some way. That's all I have for today, and I will be here again next week. So have a great rest of the week and weekend, and I will chat with you later. Okay, bye.